You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. The village of Elmwood, west of Eau Claire, has unique claim to fame as the UFO capital of Wisconsin. This weekend, residents will celebrate their history of spacecraft sightings with the 41st annual UFO Days Community Festival that kicks off, for real, on Friday. Bob Rupakis is a member of the community club that puts on the festival every year. He owns a bar in the town, and he joins us now from our studio in Eau Claire. Bob, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, talk us through the history of UFO sightings in Elmwood. It was a big thing, four decades ago or so.
You know, it really was. In the 70s, there were some very, you know, well-documented, credible sightings. It was before my time living in the village. But one was the police chief in town who had, an experience with it. Another one was a family, a mother and three children that had another experience. And both very credible people, and the community event that we have now called UFO Days was changed to kind of honor that sightings and the history in that area.
And it's not just about the sightings. I understand the festival's a big community fundraiser for the year.
It is. It's our primary fundraiser for the community club, and we use it for all kinds of things: dances for the kids at school, Valentine's, Halloween, Christmas, Santa comes, and Easter, and all that. So the money goes to a lot of great causes.
Now, the UFO theme comes up a lot in the events. Can we, if we go to UFO Days, actually check out some of the locations where people had reported these sightings?
You know, as a matter of fact, this is the second year we're doing this, but we do give tours that go to several of the locations where the sightings were documented. The people that give the tour, the MC as well as the bus driver, have both witnessed things firsthand. And that was my personal favorite thing I've done in UFO Days in probably 15 years, was last year going on that tour, because you can often tell when someone is just telling the truth. I mean, they don't have an ulterior motive. They're not getting anything out of it. And just listening to those people tell their versions of what they saw. They saw something. They won't even say whether it was otherworldly or they can't explain it, but they both definitely saw something that give the tour, and it's impressive.
Now, you mentioned you weren't in town when the sightings happened. What did you first think when you realized, hey, you're in this community and they had this sort of UFO history?
Mathematically speaking, I have to believe that there's got to be life on other planets, so I'm not skeptical of it. My wife and I saw some weird lights one time when we lived in Ohio. We can't explain it. Again, don't know if it was extraterrestrial or not, but certainly unexplainable to both of us, and we were in separate vehicles when we saw it. So I'm certainly open to the possibility that it's real.
Now, believe it or not, it seems like the community has a lot of fun, at least with the concept, right?
Oh, absolutely. Everything, many UFO themes. Like this year, Culver's was very nice and donated some of their frozen custard. The proceeds are going to go directly to the Elmwood Music Group and for the school. And what we've had fun doing is naming. They haven't decided on the winners yet, but they're naming the different flavors, UFO theme, like Martian Madness and other items like that. So we have a lot of fun with it and just kind of just roll with it. People really do enjoy it.
Talking about UFO Days coming up this weekend in Wisconsin, here in the village of Elmwood. Bob Rupakis is with us. He's a part of the community club that puts on the festival every year. Let's talk about how the UFO theme plays out in some other ways. There's a cake decorating contest.
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of event cake decorating contests where different people get in there. There's an amateur class and a professional class. And what they do afterwards is they auction off the cakes that are brought. And then those proceeds also go into the coffers to help with our scholarship efforts and so on.
And a UFO painting class.
Yes, that's new this year. So in the food tent before full food service starts up Saturday morning, we're going to have a UFO-themed, kind of a sip and paint type deal where you can sit down and they have a certain picture that you'll be guided through to paint. And at the end of the session, you get to keep the painting. So that'll be neat.
Now, there's a Miss Elmwood coronation, and it's the UFO Days court, but the winner isn't Miss UFO. Do I have that right?
No, she's called Miss Elmwood, so not Miss UFO.
Yeah, that might deter some contestants anyway.
Right, but she is out of this world, I'm sure.
Now, tell us a little bit about Elmwood as a town, as a community.
It's a great little town, 800 and some people. Depending on which way you come into town, each sign has a slightly different number as to the population, so we joke about that. Just a little bit of a bedroom community. A lot of the farmers that had acreage out in the countryside, as they, you know, get older and retire, they built houses in the community and go. We've noticed that, you know, it's starting to youthen up a bit in the community as, you know, people are willing to drive further for jobs. It's a nice place to kind of be in the little bit, you know, more rural lifestyle, yet still be able to get to some decent employment that's more city-based.
I don't want to get into any controversy here, but I know one or two other communities in Wisconsin point toward a history of UFO sightings and kind of try to claim at least a piece of that UFO capital of Wisconsin title. Is there a friendly rivalry?
You know, I honestly couldn't name the other towns, although I've heard the same thing. So it's certainly not contentious at all. Again, we do have fun with it. And certainly, if there were extraterrestrials, I would imagine they'd want to visit other places, too.
and just give us a taste of some of the other events going on over the weekend at UFO Days.
Oh, we have, of course, the food tent, drink tent. We have tractor pulls. We have car shows. We have craft vendor sales that are on Main Street, other food vendors, inflatables for the kids, kiddie tractor pulls, parade on Sunday, you know, kind of all your town festival items that just keep people entertained. And the weather is supposed to be virtually ideal this weekend, too, so we're looking forward
to
that.
Yeah, that's not a sure thing this year, it seems like. Now, do you get a lot of people from out of town? I won't say off the planet, but a lot of people from out of town visiting UFO Days.
You know, we do, and not just for UFO Days, but certainly, you know, we definitely get a lot of tourism in. I've had people stop into to my establishment and come specifically to Elmwood to do their own research or just enjoyment of where the sightings, you know, took place, and it's pretty interesting.
Are there like postcards and things like that celebrating the UFO capital status?
You know, no postcards that I'm aware of, but we have all types of souvenirs at our souvenir stand that are at the during UFO Days, t-shirts and hats and things like that that you could certainly use to celebrate it.
And finally, I have to ask, I think I saw somewhere something about a UFO brat, Bob.
Oh, yeah, UFO burgers, UFO brats. We definitely run with that theme, and it serves pretty well in its 41st year. And not to put you on the spot, Rob, but what do you think of the extraterrestrial possibilities?
I have never seen a sighting that, you know, usually there's an explanation for anything I've ever seen. And, you know, sometimes in Wisconsin, I just think if there's weird lights, maybe it's, you know, EAA, right? And Appleton, like, it's one of those, or Oshkosh, I should say. You know, it could be just
radio
some
tower
weird
lights, I suppose.
Yeah, we've got a lot of those. Yeah. So far, no personal encounters of my own, Bob.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for coming over to our Eau Claire studio and telling us about UFO Days.
All right. Thanks so much for having me.
That's Bob Rupakas, part of the community club running the UFO Days Festival in Elmwood.